What an incredible Thursday evening. Now, just so you know, we get through this hour, and that leaves us with just Friday of this fall Share-a-thon. And we have been talking about how important these hours are. They responded at Christ the King. Thank you so much once again to all of the parishioners there that called in, and to Monsignor Syke, his wonderful team of volunteers that also join him every night. I just took a step out into the kitchen area, and they have provided for us the most beautiful display of the healthiest food that God could create and presented that to us. So again, thank you so much for the volunteers and ladies there at Christ the King. They had their work cut out for them. They kept up, and boy, we had an incredible hour.
40 gifts exceeded that $6,000, released that $6,000 matching pledge, a challenge, the challenge gift. What, $12,000, $13,000, $14,000 hour after all was said and done. But I have to just tell you, 40 gifts in a single hour, I don't know that I've ever seen it. I mean, that's just amazing. Constant gifts coming all the time, both on the phone and online. So thanks be to God for that.
Thanks be to God indeed. And now we move forward into this final thankful Thursday hour of Fall Share-a-thon. So we are joined today by a very special guest, and he is so tech savvy, and he has done so much.
Well, I just was going to say, I got to take call number 40.
Yeah.
And because we were doing all those thank yous, thank you to Elizabeth who called in.
You were
because I got to take her call, and she goes to Christ the King Parish.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Wonderful.
I'm sorry. Please continue.
What were we talking about? I have no idea now.
Oh, guest. Some guy from the Air Force or something.
He has a special ability, I think, to...
That's right. Yes, of course. So he had this idea. And I'm talking about the wonderful Father Peter Julia. He is the Director of Vocations here in the Archdiocese of Portland. He joined us for the first time. It's probably been about, 3 years ago, maybe?
At least three or four.
Yeah. And he was just a natural. He was. That was a man who was meant to spread the word of God through technology of radio. He had this idea for a podcast. They kicked me out of my office, Dave. That's what they ended up doing.
I offered to let you stay.
Yeah. But so that's how that all came about.
I mean, I didn't kick you out, but there isn't a lot of room now.
She is absolutely right.
You could have stayed in that little corner with your little plant, then that's it.
Yeah. I would have broken my neck a long time ago had I stayed in that office, because what Father Peter has been able to do, along with the help of Sarah Kenzie and lots of people who came in and offered their advice to help us set up a video podcast studio.
Beautiful.
It is phenomenal. Yeah. Now we are able to reach even more people. He had the idea to create a long-form podcast called Engaged by the Spirit. The Spirit is moving, and that is our wonderful new project here at Mater Dei Radio. So he is a very busy man, though. He has been setting out early this year. He has been visiting all of the seminaries where the Archdiocese of Portland sends their men to be trained. And he is in Rome right now. So before he left, he actually did sit down with me in that beautiful podcast, and we have that recording ready. But before we get going, here's what's going to happen. While you are listening to that, we're going to need you to start calling in. We have something very special for this hour alone that I want to introduce. In fact, Sarah, why don't you introduce this to us? Because this is really something special. Again, this hour alone, I believe these will go very quickly. Tell us what we have to offer.
That's right. So thanks to an anonymous donor, we have these wonderful combat rosaries. We have 5 of them, and these are military-grade stainless steel chains with brass beads. I mean, these things are indestructible, and they are, I mean, and they're just amazing to look at. We have a photo on our social media and on our website. It has the medals on it as well, and it comes in a great little pouch. It has a little prayer book even that goes in that. So we have 5 of those rosaries available, and those are going to go to the first 5 gifts of 360 or more. So that's that dollar a day level. At that point, you'll also get our gifts as well. But so the first five gifts of $360 or more will get that combat rosary automatically. And we were trying to think of where to put that. And we thought, how about Father Peter Julia's hour, as he is an Air Force chaplain? I mean, that's a big part of his set, the Air Force element. And so this fits really well for his hour.
These are duplicates. Tell us about that, Aaron. You were telling me about that these are duplicates of what our military men carried during World War II.
Yes.
And you think about how many of them sacrificed their lives with this rosary in their pocket.
It's a pull chain rosary. I actually have one personally, and it is basically the same design as what the U.S. military issued to Catholics during World War I and II, as far as I'm aware. And recently, if I'm not mistaken, also the Swiss Guard.
Is issued one of
these combat rosaries.
Wow. Yes.
Within, I think it was Pope Francis's
era. All right. So again, beautiful. We have five of these only, just five. And so the first call, don't even need to ask for them, but if you pledge at that dollar a day level, you will automatically be sent one of these. Again, this is only available through this hour with Father Peter Julia, again, our vocations director. So we did sit down and we were able to talk. And so here's the first portion of that discussion we had. Welcome to this hour of Fall Share-a-thon. We are excited to welcome you back. We've got new goals to get to. We've got new guests this hour to help us out. And this is a bit different this time around because not only do we have the audio, but we got the video. Father Peter, this is your set.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's actually finally done for the most part. I'm sure there's something else I want to add later, but you know.
So we have been tracking. We have several of your podcasts now available, Engaged by the Spirit. Thousands of people have watched these videos. You must be so excited.
It's exciting. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I kept watching Father Randy and I in particular just because I was surprised. But we always say he's got the Vietnamese community behind him.
Yeah.
And so there's a ton of them. He's got inflated numbers, I think.
Wow. That is so awesome. I think for me, what surprised me with that one is how much laughing priests do.
I don't know
why. I think we always imagine priests to be so serious, right?
Yeah. Especially when we know each other, we definitely laugh quite a bit. I was called, he was on his way. He was in Brookings because I think they had like a centennial celebration down there. But then we have our convocation starting this evening. So he went straight to Newport where the convocation is. And so we called each other on our drive because I had, you know, you call your priest and you have priest woes.
Oh my gosh. He had woes apparently.
Well, I had woes.
Oh, you had woes.
Yeah. I was on my way to Mount Angel to deal with some seminary and stuff. And so I needed to talk to a brother priest.
Oh, good. Well, speaking of seminarians, I mean, school's underway. You're starting to make your rounds to the different seminaries where the Archdiocese has their young men studying. So you just recently came back from California. How'd that go?
It was great. Yeah, we have a bunch of men there now. We have eight guys who are at St. Patrick at the moment. Most of the spots are pretty full. Mount Angel's very full in terms of their propedeutic, their first introductory year this year. And then there's a lot of guys over there at St. Patrick as well. I actually drove one of our seminarian vehicles down there and then I flew back. So little 10-hour drive. I found out though that one of our seminarians had that vehicle for his pastoral year. But when I got it, I started driving. I tried turning the air conditioning on. No air conditioning and no cruise control on my 10-hour. I was like, dang it.
Should have warned you about that one.
I know.
One.
It was really funny.
Low marks for that program.
And I mentioned that. And he's just like, oh, I thought you knew about that already, Father Peter. I was like,
why would I know?
Yeah, it was funny. But I offered it all up for the seminarians for the Archdiocese of Portland, but it was great.
All right. We are amazed, and we were just talking about this with my co-host, Brian Howell, that the number of vocations, he says, is amazing when he hears about priests who were young living here and like their mom would have the rosary on the radio. It's amazing how here at Mater Dei Radio and the Office of Vocations, we really work hand in hand to promote the radio station and to support our seminarians.
Yeah, I was with the seminarians last night at Mount Angel, And Michael Boltry, I know he's kind of shared his testimony on here before, but, you know, he's just a really thoughtful guy, and he has a really profound vocation story. And I remember Modern Day had something to do with, it was like one of those things where you're in the car and there's that critical spot that you're right at in your discernment. And then something you guys are doing on the station ends up speaking to you. Because I remember even for me, at that point in my life, in my conversion, when I first moved here, I either had your station on, Modern Day on, or nothing.
Or nothing, yeah.
Like, so I had the radio off, or it was that. And so, yeah, it was really cool.
888-823-5286. That's the number to call this hour. It's for Father Peter. Now, he's not going to be able to join us live, so we are recording this ahead of time. So now is the time to call in. It's not a competition, but I know that you want to be able to complete this hour knowing that your goals have been met. I imagine that while you laugh a lot with Father Randy, that you want to make sure that next time you see him to tell him that you made your goal.
That's right. Important. Yeah, I gotta be able to make my goal. And also, I feel like I'm invested in, now that I have like real estate here.
You do?
In Modern Day, I was just like, this is very important, everybody. You know, open up those wallets and give to Modern Day. That's and it, you know, and the but, truth be told, is yeah, this whole entire thing would not exist if it wasn't, it was all, again, donor right supported. And so it's incredible.
We were just talking about the parable of the talents and how we are able to multiply, you know, the gift that God has. And this is one way that gifts are multiplied, is being able to create something like this. And then you're able to then record these amazing podcasts. And I got to tell you, so many people commented on Archbishop Sample. He was your very first guest.
Yeah, it was great.
And how amazing, how many more people can be reached through video and through the radio waves that our Archbishop is able to do. Well, after you recorded with him, what were his thoughts? Did he look back on his own podcast with you?
Yeah, it was funny. He had commented on it numerous times. When we talked to the high school boys that came to Quivadas Days, there was a point at which they ask him like question and answer before he does the final mass on the last day. And so some of the questions that they had for him were about his own vocation story. And I don't usually do too many shameless plugs, but I said, hey, guys, you know, I know you didn't get to hear all aspects of Archbishop's vocation story. I said, but if you listen to the podcast I recently did, and he interjected and he goes, yes, yes, guys, listen to that. I told the whole story there. It's really, and he said he just, I think he saw the power of it mm-hmm. when he listened to it himself. And other people did too. There's a lot of other people that said, you know, again, this is the problem, I think, with the world that we live in. A lot of things are taken out of context. And if you listen to the whole thing, at least, you get a whole lot of context. And I think
yes.
that's really great. You know, you just hear the continuity of the struggles, the successes, the, you know, just the personal story. It kind of humanizes people. And unfortunately, the world we live in does the opposite, it seems like. So,
yeah. And then again, we look at the relationship that we've had. I remember thinking back, and we always talk back again of that first time you ever came on Share-a-thon. And it was such a great hour that you stayed for a second hour. And then that was such a great second hour that you stayed for a third hour. And now we have more priests being ordained in the Archdiocese of Portland, new priests joining us for the first time. So who knows, we might find the next Father Peter.
Oh, who knows? I need a replacement eventually.
Nobody could ever replace your hours on Share-a-thon. So that is our goal. Father Peter is with us today. Fall Share-a-thon. We rejoice in hope. Please support Mater Dei Radio. And look at what these funds can do and create incredible sets here at Mater Dei Radio. It has been a dream since we built this media center here on Sylvan Hill to be able to create a video podcast room. And now, years later, this is what we have, and we are looking forward to seeing how much more we can do with your funds today. So please, in any way that you can, Father Peter has got to get to his goal so that way he can tell the Archbishop and, of course, Father Randy that he met his goal. 888-823-5286. We're going to go into a break. You can make your pledge now and then come back, and we have more with Father Peter Julia. It is Fall Share-a-thon. Rejoice in hope here at Mater Dei Radio. And that was such a wonderful opportunity to sit down. And Father Peter was so gracious because he knew he was not going to be able to be with us today for his hour. So he was able to sit down with me. And Sarah, you were right there behind the camera. You have learned so much about video production.
I have. I mean, I still have a lot to learn, but it's been so fun to learn this. And you know what's fun about that conversation is we actually posted that video online. So you can go see that on our YouTube, our social media. So if you haven't had a chance to see Father's set for his podcast, Engaged by the Spirit, you can see that message there where we sat down in that studio. So it's so exciting that we're able to now offer this wonderful video podcast to our listeners.
And with the use of that set, the lighting, the camera, we have more ability to create similar podcasts on a variety of subjects. Because Sarah, you know, and you've been able to teach us well, that we are going to try as Mater Dei Radio to meet people where they are. And young people, they are listening to podcasts, that's for sure. And so we want to be able to host and have great podcasts available to everyone here at Mater Dei Radio. We got a quick update. One of the rosaries is now gone. All so right. We have four more of those. And there are a few more thank yous. I think some of these still from the last hour, they are still making their rounds as we are trying to kind of get through these pledges.
Got to say thank you to Peggy, who goes to Christ the King in Milwaukee. Thank you for your kind donation. And thank you to Joanne, who goes to St. John the Apostle in Oregon City.
Thank you,
thank
Joanne.
Thank you very much.
I took that pledge.
Nice.
Sarah, that was you smiled
I
for
did.
The first time.
Yes. That's right. I'm taking a couple today.
Oh, says okay. Right here.
Yes. It's been busy
taken by
today.
Sarah.
Thank you so much for that. So it has just continued to be such a wonderful day. We're going to go into a quick break and make that pledge and then come back because I have another segment with Father Peter Julia. He is, again, the vocations director here in the Archdiocese of Portland. You are listening to Mater Dei Radio's 2025 Fall Share-a-thon. We rejoice in hope. And those pledges continue to come in on this thankful Thursday evening, this last hour of Thursday of our Fall Share-a-thon. It is a wonderful, I mean, we had such an amazing last hour, and boy, it has just rolled right into another amazing hour. Again, this is a session that we pre-recorded with Father Peter Julia right there on a line. Thank you so very much for that one. And of course, calls are also coming in. We're awaiting an update here any moment, but please continue to call in. $4,000 straight match, dollar for dollar. And of course, don't forget, we have this very special offer of these Combat Rosary with prayer books. If you have a grandson, a son, a child, a daughter who is in the armed services, boy, this would be a wonderful gift for you. You can support Mater Dei Radio, and also they can receive this rosary along with the God Strong prayer book. It also comes in with that gift as well. We have only four of those left. It could be a little bit less, but time to call in. That is, again, for a dollar a day gift, $360. You can break that up, pay for it all up front, but we would love to send one of these to you. We have an update, Aaron.
795 in, 3,205 remaining in matching dollars.
And all right. So we still must have some of those rosaries left then, Sarah.
It sounds like we do.
Four left.
We have four left.
Four left. Okay.
Now, I got to say, this is Father Peter Julia's hour. He's not here. Like Brenda said, we pre-recorded, and he was gracious enough to do that. I know that he's in Rome, and in the morning, he's going to ask, how did my hour go? He's been sharing. He's been active online, but I know he's going to wonder, how did his hour go? And so we do not want to let him down this hour. We have that 4,000 goal. We still have 3,205 to go. And so we need you to call during Father Peter's hour. So please call 888-823-5286. Or like so many people have been doing, go to the Hail Mary Media app or materdeiradio.com. We've got a big goal this hour, and we really want to support Father Peter especially.
Now, I do have a question. By my calculation, it's 3:33 in the morning in Rome.
I think so, yes.
Are you sure he's not up listening?
I have no idea, actually.
Did he set his alarm and say, I'm getting up at 3 in the morning so I can hear that hour?
But I do know he's going to
Yeah, he's going to ask in the morning. We know that.
All right. We do not want to let Father Peter Julia down. People are calling in. We want to say a big thank you to Marcia. She attends St. Patrick's Catholic Church. Thank you so much for your pledge. And Edgar, thank you for your pledge. Goes to St. Patrick's in Independence.
Oh,
so
thank
you very much for that pledge. So again, the number to call, 888-823-5286. We have another segment here with Father Peter Julia. And we are back this hour, Fall Share-a-thon 2025, Rejoice in Hope. This is an hour dedicated to our Director of Vocations for the Archdiocese of Portland, Father Peter Julia. Thanks for staying with us today.
Thanks, Brenda. Great to be with you.
You know, we always laugh because we do these on-air hours, and then when we cut, you know, the air, you know, we go off the air for a little bit in between the breaks, we have the best conversations.
In the middle, the off-air is always the best part. I don't know why we just don't air the whole thing. Well, that was probably the whole podcast idea in the first place.
I think it was.
Yeah, just kind of that continuous thing.
Have you always had an ability to just talk to anybody? Is that just a gift of yours?
That's funny. My parents say that about, you know, back in the day before digital electronics and stuff, kids used to play in like a sandbox at the school. And my parents said I could make friends with anybody. Like, you know, you'd play in the sandbox with a kid and then we'd be like running around
being friends.
Yeah. And so I guess in some ways I was a shy kid, which is very surprising.
Oh, see, I would not
to many
guess
people.
That.
But I don't know, maybe if you think about your own kids too, but I was steadily attached to my mom's leg. And I remember we had a lot of older Italian relatives around me when I was a kid. So we always had these huge family gatherings and a lot of old people that were kind of weird. You know, that's at least my perception as a child. And it was just funny. I used to hide under the table when people first got there. Of course, I warmed up, but I was really shy as a kid. And I kind of came into my own a lot more in college, I would say. But it took a little while, maybe like late in high school, college.
I guess that's what's interesting too, because I don't think of myself, I mean, while I am an extrovert, I'm not a big like public speaker. So I've been doing some events that have had a couple hundred people there. And people are surprised to hear that because I said, well, you recognize when we're on the radio, there's nobody in front of us. It's just a conversation between two people. That's kind of the beauty of radio, is that we have these great conversations between the two of us, and that really at Monterey Day Radio, people are listening in. They're listening to the message of hope, of consolation that we find in Christ. And so I thought, you know, with our theme this year, Rejoice in Hope, it does seem a little bit opposite. Like hope is usually something that you have when things aren't going so good for you right now and you hope that they're going to get better. And well, how do we find joy, and we rejoice in the fact that we're not quite where we want to be, but we have hope that we're going to get there. Do you have thoughts on that?
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think that's one of the biggest aspects of Christianity, is having something to look toward. You know, we talk about this in the military a lot. The building that I actually work in is called the Resiliency Center. And I was in a class in theology, and as Dominican professor, priest, and we were talking about resiliency for whatever reason. I can't remember why it was a topic. And I said, is there something related to people who have, you know, a faith life and people who don't? And essentially what he was getting at was hope. He said, yes, actually, it's pretty well documented. So, and this is the way I've kind of illustrated it. It's like two people could be in the same battle side by side, same bullets flying over their head and everything like that. And the person that has faith, you know, let's say they're done and they go back home, and one person has post-traumatic stress and the other person doesn't for some inexplicable reason. But they say generally people who have a faith life usually have less incidence of some of that. But it's because there is something that they're hopeful towards, that there is heaven, there is a goal, there is something after that. Often a lot of folks that don't display strong resiliency, they can get caught up in just the moment in what had happened, like the trauma itself. But the funny thing, when you think about a Christian, they're sort of like running towards heaven.
Yes.
Ultimately, even though there's something like very acutely difficult there. And so I always thought about that. That word resiliency has meant more and more and more to me over the years, because I think what's behind it is actually hope. That's like the foundation of resiliency. And so I think that's incredible. Actually, funny enough, I think I have it in my bag over there. My wing chaplain, Chaplain Bob Edwards, that I work with every day. He's an Anglican priest, actually.
Okay.
He designed a coin for the chaplain corps at the 142nd where we are. And we're pretty small. Like, we've got Chaplain Edwards, me, and then we've got four religious affairs airmen. That's the chaplain corps at our base. It's kind of small. But the back of the coin actually says Hope Mongers. So, you know, wow. A monger is like a dealer in something, right? You could have like a fishmonger, a warmonger, or something like that. And he's just like, that's who we are. We're dealers in hope. And so I always thought about that. It's funny. It didn't click in my head until you started talking about hope.
Okay. So could Mater Dei Radio be a dealer of hope?
Oh, yeah.
I think so. I mean, you think about this radio station. It started because people were going to pray the rosary. Everybody knows when we start that rosary, those first three Hail Marys are for the virtues of faith, hope, and charity. Yeah. And that's, I think, I like that. We're dealers of hope.
And I think hope built, I mean, it really did. We talked about this in earlier, but the hope really built this. It's like, it was actually, again, it goes back to the Share-a-thon, because we were on the Share-a-thon. Mm-hmm. We had the idea. We're like, okay, here's an idea. And then we're like, well, can we do this thing? And then you guys are like, we should announce it on the Share-a-thon. I was like, well, absolutely. If we announce it on the Share-a-thon, I guess we have to do it then.
Absolutely. But, have an idea and let's do it.
But it was by saying it, that's when a donor that I know, you know, Mary, I won't say your full name, but you're fantastic. And she was a parishioner at St. Cecilia. And she heard that. And she said to me, she's like, Father, whatever you need. Mm-hmm. And I said, I kind of was like a little dismissive because I didn't want to like impose. I said, oh, thanks, Mary. And she grabbed my wrist. She goes, Father, did you hear me? Whatever you need. I was like, okay, thank you. And I mean, it was because of her generous donation and the donations of so many people. That's why the radio station's been on the air for so long. And that's why this podcast even exists, is because people supported it, I certainly couldn't do it out of my own pockets.
You did do a little bit of blood, sweat, and tears, though.
A little bit,
appear to be a very good painter.
Thank you.
You acquire many different things for this. You are a person with ideas.
Yeah, but it's incredible. Sure. Other people, giving their time, you know, we say time, talent, and treasure, mm-hmm. right? And so there are people who helped build things. There were some things that I was able to build. And so it really was kind of an incredible team effort. I love that.
And then now coming down to all the technology, the cameras that we have.
That costs a lot of money.
It does. Again, through generous donations, there's another camera coming. So it is going to be a full video setup. That is for sure. It's because of the donations, because of the message that Mater Dei Radio has and the ability for us to reach so many people is why we're able to do this. For more than 35 years, we have been on the air here. And now, well, we have got the video presence as well. And so many more people who we are going to be able to reach. So that is how we rejoice in hope through Fall Share-a-thon. It's Father Peter's Hour. We're going to go into a break. So you're going to want to make your pledge during the break and then come back. We're going to close out this hour. 888-823-5286. Rejoice in hope. It is Fall Share-a-thon 2025 here at Mater Dei Radio.
And again, that is a message. Father Peter wanted to make sure that before he left to go and visit seminarians in Rome, that he spent the time with us. We are sitting down at his set in our video podcast room. If you go online to Mater Dei Radio, is it on the webpage or is it going to be online? Yes, the first video.
The first video is on the websites, on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram,
okay,
wherever.
So you can see a little bit of that set and he describes some of those things. I mean, this has been an incredible podcast already with just a few episodes out, more to come.
Absolutely. It's hard to believe that we've already got some episodes, you know, coming out. And I thank you for that gift. I sat down today and I did the math because I wanted to see, we have three episodes out and then we had a little teaser before of these long form video podcasts of Engaged by the Spirit. And I wanted to see how many views that these videos have gotten. Over 10,000 with just three episodes. And wow. It was really incredible when the first one came out with Archbishop Sample, how many people that I just knew in my daily life said, I watched it.
Wow.
Oh my goodness, that was incredible. And what I love about this podcast is Father really wanted to do something that was long form. And he talks about this when you talked with him, Brenda, in the recording. But he wanted something that you can really get the full context. You can get the full conversation because so much of our communication online are so short, and you can just pull something out and make it seem something that's not, you know, quite accurate. But when you get the whole conversation, you get to know the person, you get to see the interaction. And so, you know, people have said, you know, I saw a different side to Archbishop Sample in that
yes.
video.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I mean, the same with, there was a episode with Father Randy Huang, and then there was one with you, Brenda. And I mean, all of them, I'm sitting behind the camera and I'm just watching, and I'm so moved by what I see, because there is a real depth of the story of all of your relationships with the Lord and how the Holy Spirit is working in your life. I mean, that's the premise of the show, Engaged by the Spirit, where Father really wants to get to the heart of, like, what's the thing that the Holy Spirit did in your life that changed everything, and then kind of what flowed out of that. And so it's just been a real privilege to just be able to be the one recording. We have a few others that we've got to record as well. And I just get to listen in on these conversations. I'm really excited. We have a few more already recorded. This last month, we usually do it once a month. It was a little crazy getting ready for Share-a-thon, but at the end of October, we're going to have a double feature. So they go together. So you'll get two this month to make up for this last month. But usually once a month, we'll have one of these. And they have all been about an hour or more.
Wow.
There's a certain bishop who was recording for over 2.5 hours. I won't name names, but you'll find out who that is soon. But
his first name is Bishop, and his second name is not Alexander.
That's true. Yeah,
it is not that bishop.
That's true. But it's just been incredible. And so, like Father said in the last segment, it's all possible because of our donors. We had specific donors for that project, but all of our donors, though, I mean, you all help, you know, fund all of our operations so that I can spend time editing all of those videos, which takes a lot of time. And so when you support us, you are really being part of this new endeavor, especially the Engaged by the Spirit podcast. So please call 888-823-5286 or go to the Hail Mary Media app or MontredayRadio.com.
I love it. Some people are listening this evening. They are making their pledge. A big thank you to Karen. She says, this station has been a big help to me. That's why we are here. Mm. That is absolutely why we are here. Thank you for your pledge. Jeff and Chris, thank you so much for your gift. They go to St. Cecilia's and they offer prayers for Father Peter. Scott, thank you also for your gift, St. Cecilia's. You know, Father Peter served there at St. Cecilia's, so that's why I am not surprised. Miriam, thank you for your gift. Thank you for joining us as well. And Maureen, she attends St. Matthew's in Hillsboro. Thank you so very much for your pledge. So we are going to go into another quick break here, make that pledge, and come back because we've got another segment with Father Peter Julia.
Still rosaries left?
And there are, as far as we know, there's still rosaries.
Okay.
We'll get an update when we come back here at Mater Dei Radio. And thank you for joining us on a thankful Thursday this evening. We have pledges that are coming in, calls that are coming in, and people who are going online. Here's one that I would like to read. This is from a listener who just wanted their message read, and this is what they said, that they are a grateful listener, that they are grateful for Mater Dei Radio and for priestly vocations. And it's amazing. And thank you for that pledge. We hear people who talk about their vocations, who remember as children praying in the back of the van on their way home from school, or that mom always had just Mater Dei Radio on in the background through the busyness of the day, that Mater Dei Radio was just kind of always that friend. And that's where they first realized that they could be open to a vocation. And so we are glad that we are able to be a part of that. And of course, this hour we are talking with Father Peter Julia. I had an opportunity to sit down with him and talk more about his work and here at Mater Dei Radio and his new podcast. And we are back. Fall Share-a-thon 2025. Now is the time to call 888-823-5286. We know many of you took the time during the break to make that call, but we have got a goal to get through. And while we enjoy talking so much,
We could fill up hours worth of discussion about who knows what, but we do have a goal. It is important for our listeners to support Mater Dei Radio. Just for our listeners, just tell us one more reason why it's important to know that Mater Dei Radio has been here and why we continue to need their support.
Brenda, you know, I forgot something too.
What?
I forgot my favorite way to give to Mater Dei. Oh. We didn't even mention the Hail Mary Media app, which also has the podcast as a button too, right? Yes, yeah, so we
it
have.
Is. That's how I listen to the podcast because I plug in my phone. I can't look at video because I'm trying to be safe, but I listen. It's so easy to hear the podcast. So tell us about your assignments.
Okay, so my very first assignment was at Immaculate Conception in Staten, but that's a really unique assignment because it's two parishes and two missions. So Immaculate Conception in Staten, Our Lady of Lourdes in Jordan, and then St. Patrick in Lyon and St. Catherine in Mill City. So that was my very first assignment. So the cool thing about, and then I went to St. Cecilia. I went back to Rome, but then I came back and went to St. Cecilia, and then I became the vocations director. So the cool thing is, usually I get to hear, I'm going to miss that this year because I'm not able to be live because I love getting to hear who had called
in
because it could be anybody from those parishes I just mentioned, from St. Cecilia, from Immaculate Conception, from Our Lady of Lourdes, or it could be people from the base. And so that's like super fun, or just places that I fill in regularly. So it's kind of neat. You know, it's fun to, it's a little weird sometimes because I know more people know me than I am able to know them. And so I might be walking around somewhere and somebody will just say hi and they know who I am because I filled in, but I didn't, you know, they were out there as a parishioner. So yeah. I didn't necessarily identify them. So
I've seen one of our new priests before assigned to the Southern Deanery there in Clark County at Costco. I waved at him from across. We were in line to check out and he had some dinner items and he's like, me?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. Hi, Father.
Yeah, you never know who actually knows you.
Right.
Out there. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah.
Well, if you have been a part of Mater Dei Radio for all these years, has Father Peter Julius served you in any way? Do you love his podcast? Was he at your parish as an early assignment? St. Cecilia's, we know how much you love Father Peter Julius. This is your hour to call. This is your hour to support Mater Dei Radio. So give us a call, 888-823-5286. Or as you said, we've got a safe and secure payment gateway on
the Hail Mary Media app.
That's right. It's absolutely free.
I have to give a shout out also to the people in St. James at McMinnville because that was also my diaconate pastoral year.
Okay.
So I was a deacon there for a whole year. So I forget sometimes how many places I've been able to be at in a relatively short amount of time.
And then you think about the life of a priest, the number of parishioners over time, the babies that you've baptized, the funerals that you have conducted. I mean, that's how Mater Dei Radio is also able, over the 35 years, more than 35 years, we've been able to reach out in ways that, you know, where the one-on-one is important, Mater Dei Radio can amplify that voice. Your voice, our Archbishop voice, the voices of all of our priests, and of course, the voice of our Lord and the Blessed Virgin Mary through all of our prayers. So let's all call. Let's all support Father Peter in this hour. 888-823-5286. Do not let the phone stop ringing. We can hear when calls are being placed. If you go online, well, we hear the ding as well. So in whatever way you can, help us inch by inch, step by step. Let's get to that goal. 888-823-5286. Father Peter, what a great hour it's been with you. Thank you so much. I love having this video medium to be able to have you with us, even though you're not going to be here live. So thank you so much. Before we go today, will you end us in prayer?
Absolutely. Thanks, Brenda. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we've had together. We thank you for all of our listeners. And we thank you, most of all, just for their generosity, because with this radio station, we're able to spread out the gospel message over so much more distance. And so we ask you to be with all of our listeners, to bless each one of us, especially those who don't have a relationship with your Son, Jesus, yet. And I call down your almighty blessing on all here in the studio and all who are listening in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Father Peter, thank you so very much. We'll let you know when we get to your goal.
Thanks, Brenda.
And we are back. So we have some work to do. Our last update, $1,200 in, $2,800 to go. And we have got just a few more minutes to get there. So what portion can you take? Now is the time to call. We are going to go to a hard break. That means at the top of the hour, the computer system's going to take over. And we are going to move into our evening here at Monster Day Radio. So it'd be great to get all of these funds in before the top of the hour. What portion can you take? 888-823-5286. Now is the time to get that phone ringing.
And we know we still have at least a couple of those rosaries left. That's $360 as a one-time gift or $30 or more per month. Claim one of those, just beautiful, wonderful, nearly indestructible, but also the duplicate of the rosary that our men wore into took with them into war, World War I, World War II, that was given to them by the military. Our Catholic men given these rosaries. So as you carry it, you'll remember those sacrifices made, so many of them killed on our behalf as they were carrying those rosaries. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. Sure would love to put those in the pockets of a few people as we make our way to the top of the hour.
Absolutely. What portion can you do? Now is the time to call. You know the number, 888-823-5286. Father Peter Julia is going to want to know an update when he wakes up. Rome time, it is in the middle of the night. Yeah. And so we want to let him know that we have done our part to help Mater Dei Radio during this hour for Father Peter Julia, during this hour of vocations. And we are thankful for those vocations of our priests here in the Archdiocese.
I want to say this very good. These are matching pledge dollars.
Straight match.
Straight match. Right. So you've been thinking about that $2,500 gift. You give that $2,500 gift right now, it's going to be matched dollar for dollar. We wouldn't normally have that much in matching pledge dollars available. You could have your entire $2,500 matching gift matched all the way to $5,000 right now. If you'd rather do that as a monthly gift, give $200 a month. That's $2,400. Nearly gets us all the way there. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286.
All right, we are going to go into our evening programming. You know, the online materdeiradio.com, you will be able to continue to make those pledges into the evening and overnight hours. We are going to take all of those and apply those to Father Peter Julia's hour. So thank you so much for the day. Again, we want to start at the beginning. A big thank yous to all of our guests today. Julie Ondurko, Miriam Marston, Father Kyle Rink, Father Tim McKaitis. Of course, that big hour with Monsignor John Syak. And again, we are thankful to Father Peter Julia for sitting down with us.
We had a special guest right before.
And of course, that's right. In that open hour, he wasn't even on the schedule, Deacon Harold Brooksiver. So we are grateful to all of our guests. We are grateful to you, our listeners and supporters. And thank you so much for being with us on this Thursday. Fall Share-a-thon, Rejoice and Hope here with Mater Dei Radio.